Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we have been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. And today we're finishing off Hebrews chapter 10 by reading verses 35 to 39. So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere, so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. For in just a very little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteous one will live by faith, and if he shrinks back, I will not be pleased with him. But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who believe and are saved. You know, the writer to the Hebrews has some very challenging things to say to the people he's writing to. He calls them dull and slow, and they're drifting, and some of them have abandoned the faith, it appears. And yet he has great confidence in their ability to bounce back, to repent, to return, to be refreshed, and once again to be strong, if not stronger perhaps even than they were before. And what do they need to do? Well, he says in this passage, don't throw away your confidence. Don't throw away what you already have. It's going to be richly rewarded. Of course, they cannot really lose what is most valuable. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 19. In this way, they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life. And that's what's held out for them. You can't lose that. You might lose your house. You might lose your property. You might lose your reputation. You might lose your safety and security. But you cannot lose what is most valuable, because humans cannot take it away. In verse 36, he says, you must persevere so that you, when you've done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. The word persevere can also be translated endure. Endurance or steady patience is what you need, he's saying. And we need to listen to this too. Steady patience is something that the world doesn't seem to value too much. We prefer the quick fix and the rapid reward. But in Romans 15, verse 4, he says, everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. So all the lessons of the Old Covenant and the Old Testament are not there just to give us a principle or to give us an idea or to teach us one or two things. Of course, he does all that. But it's also meant to, they're meant to give us endurance, a spirit of endurance, a desire to persevere, to know that at one time we will receive what we have been promised. We will get what is already, in a sense, given us, if we just continue to do the will of God. And that's what's most important. We may not have it now, but we will have it at the right time. And of course, Hebrews chapter 11 is going to go on and illustrate that. And we'll look at Hebrews chapter 11, or at least the beginning of it, in the next podcast. But that's where we're going. We're going to look at those who did God's will. And even though they did not receive everything in their lifetime, yet they believed and trusted that God would come through on his promises and they would get what they deserved, in a sense, from having been obedient to God. And he's calling on these people to not shrink back, but to live by faith in verse 38, as he says, and he'll go on to talk about it in Hebrews chapter 11. If we shrink back, I will not be pleased with him, but we're not going to be of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who believe and are saved. Let's hold on to that ourselves, even today, to not shrink back from the possibility of persecution or the possibility of sacrifice that may not be gratefully received, or perhaps that we don't see immediately what we are praying for. But let's not shrink back from prayer, and let us not shrink back from trusting God, because the promises will be coming our way at the right time according to God. Well, next time we go on to Hebrews chapter 11. Until then, if you'd like to know more about our church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. And if you type MCCX into the search bar in iTunes, you'll find the podcasts there. And also, my Twitter feed is MCCX. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.